Idaho's legislative delegation in Washington, D.C. is weighing in on yesterday's missile strikes against a Syrian airfield. The Pinpoint military action used 59 cruise missiles to blast an airfield in Syria said to be the site where planes carrying chemical weapons were based. Matt Gillum reports.
Senator Jim Risch praised the missile action, calling it a turning point. Risch, who's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told the Spokesman Review the action will force hostile nations around the globe to recalibrate. He specifically cited North Korea, saying he thought the Hermit Kingdom would reassess its position following President Trump's deliberate and swift response to Syria. Earlier this week, the government of Syria used chemical weapons against its own people, killing dozens, including children. Representative Mike Simpson issued a supportive statement saying the U.S. took a strong stand against the heinous chemical attack. The tone in a release from Representative Ro Labrador was different. While he condemned the use of chemical weapons, he said the abuse of human rights in Syria demands a thoughtful response from the U.S. and all civilized nations. In his statement, Labrador calls on the president to engage with Congress on further engagement in Syria, writing bipartisan support from the legislative branch will result in more effective policy. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.